It's your boy.
Smoke Session with Nichols. I'm back at it, y'all. Y'all know what it is. Every time I bring somebody on here, I tell you they family. It's my little sister right here.
Hey.
Tell them, you know, for people who don't know, tell them who you are, where you from, and what you do.
My name is Bridget. I'm from Bridgeport.
Bridgeport.
Probably the only Bridget right here in the city, which I love. So
okay.
If you hear Bridget, it's probably me.
Word.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but
right?
For the most part, it's been good.
No, go ahead.
It's good.
So what do you do out here in Bridgeport?
Well, I'm a mom by day.
Okay.
You know, and night.
Super mom.
Every single day.
Okay.
Got a bunch of hustles. I'm an IT engineer.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of take care of technology and corporate facilities globally around the world.
Word.
That's the 9-to-5 that kind of fuels all of my little passions.
Okay, what's the passions?
The passions are everything production, really. Okay. Like, I don't know. I love being behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's photography or just creative director or designing or producing or just even production assistant stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, production management in some cases. Helping people get things out of their heads.
Word.
So they can sleep. Special effects makeup and mainly gore makeup. So a lot of
I seen a lot of your joints, yo.
Yeah.
You work with a selective few. I see a lot of people putting your work up, you know.
Yeah.
And I kind of know it's your work. I kind of know it's your work because I don't really see nobody else doing gore special effects out
there. Yeah,
I
that's
really
my
don't.
Specialty. I mean, I don't really focus too much on the pretty stuff. I just kind of like getting the nightmare out of people.
Word.
You know, or creating an emotion that's kind of uneasy or fearful.
And
it's fun.
Yeah. How long you been doing that?
I started maybe like 7 years ago.
Word. What made you start that? Like, what got you into that?
I mean, since I was little, I see you with your Chucky attire today.
Yeah.
I mean, horror movies have been interesting. I was able to watch those at a very young age.
Word.
And wasn't really too scared and have nightmares like that.
Yeah.
So I loved Halloween. Love getting dressed for Halloween, but I never really thought that this would be for me ever, So I just kind of like, I ended up meeting this woman in Shelton. She has a studio. Her name is Sharon Scully.
Okay.
And one day she just, she did like my lashes or something, and we talked. She's like, I'm hosting this class. I just feel like it would be your vibe. You should totally like take this class.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'll pay for it. I was like, all right, cool.
Word.
Excuse me, but so I took the class and fell in love. It was so easy for me to get things out of my head.
It was like, a special effects class? What kind
of
class?
Yeah, it was just a special effects and gore class. It wasn't like creating mermaids or like, you know, face paint. A lot of people think it's face paint. It's not. It's like sculpting your face
into way deeper than...
Yeah.
Way deeper than what some people... With my lighter, no!
I got you.
Oh, my name. Word. So... That set off the whole special effects thing for you?
Yeah, because once I started doing that, taking that class,
uh-huh.
And it was only a one-week class. That's all it was. And I was hooked. I was doing it at home. And then I just started kind of just, I don't know, posting pictures. And
uh-huh.
People were like, well, I kind of need somebody. I'm actually telling a story in this music video. It's not like a little bodega bounce. It's a real storyline.
Yeah.
You think you could do a bullet wound for me? I'm like,
Word.
Yeah.
No
absolutely.
Problem.
That was one of the first things I learned how to do. It was like, it's definitely still my favorite wound, unfortunately.
That's kind of weird. I ain't going
to
tell you.
I know. It's hard to say it.
That's my favorite wound to make. Yo, I love making bullet wounds.
Yeah. I mean, they're really simple to do as long as you like. You know, I'm the type that'll ask, like, what caliber is the gun? Where are they getting
Word.
Shot? Like, how big is the bullet? Like, what angle is it? Exit wound, entry wound.
Uh-huh.
You gotta
know all that, though, when you doing special effects and shit, right?
Yeah, but
Word.
A lot of people don't ask those questions, right? So, those are important.
Yo, that's crazy, though. Like, that, you know, from your perspective, I never, is it lit?
I'm gonna help you light it, though.
Word. I never, never thought of that, like, because, you know, all the movies you watch today, and they all got pretty much special effects in them, you know?
And, they do.
And
it's so hard to watch movies today, though.
So, how long you, it's like, we have, every time I come over here, we have a trouble with lighter. Me and my guy, Rich, shout out to Richard Dyson Photography, we was having trouble with a lighter that day too. But
it's lit though.
Word. We turned right now. So you've done a lot of hip hop video?
Yeah, I think only hip hop so far.
Word.
Definitely only hip hop so far.
Who are some of the dope artists you got a chance to rock with?
I mean, the first people I ever rocked with were right here in the city.
Uh-huh.
I spent a lot of time at Just Right Studios when it was still Just Right. Now it's Sweetheart Records.
Word.
Love Diane. Shout out to Diane.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the artists there, like Mel V.
Word.
I did this really dope kind of vampire vibe for him. Helped him out with that, which was fun. Only us, like, I worked with Craze, I worked with, I don't know, so many people out here.
Yeah. Yo, and it's crazy because there's a lot more artists out here.
There are. There really are.
And nobody, I got a lighter in the car, and nobody knows. I'm trying to get people to tap in with each other, too. Sorry, bro.
Okay.
I'm trying to get people to tap in with each other, too. Like, if y'all need a special effects lady, make sure y'all reach out, yo. You know what I mean?
Nice.
So, was that special effects, was that the thing? Like, I know you wanted to do something else prior to you doing special effects. Like, so, you met this lady, she had this class. Like, what movie or something set you off to be like, yo, I want to do gore? Like, what, how do you get in? You know what I mean? Like, all right, I know people,
that's a
like,
great question.
It's like people like comedies,
yeah.
You feel me? But like, how do you, like, yo, I want to make an eyeball hang off? Like, how'd you get into that? Like,
probably my mom.
Yeah.
You know, she kind of liked doing theatrical makeup.
Word.
Maybe like subliminally it was implanted in me. So for example, like when I was working with Justina Valentine on this one song called Just Spit It, she has this bar that's like, because of my color, I'll rip off my skin, turn into a bee. So she, for that particular one bar, she was like, I really want it to look like I'm ripping off my
skin. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So sometimes it's not even me that has this vision in
my head. It's the artist.
It's the artist. And, you know, just to get it out of their head and have it on their arm or their face or what have you, brings them so much peace.
Yeah.
And to me, because it's like a little, you know, it's like a challenge.
Yeah,
so it's
always
fun to like see, oh, can I do it? Let me do some research or whatever, which is not fun sometimes because it's real that you see online.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been. Have you ever seen back in the day, Rotten.com?
Yeah. Hell
okay,
yeah.
So like.
Oh, yeah.
So I was, you know, I saw that too and I was like, oh, that's so bad. If it's real, I can't do
it.
But
was,
I can make it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That shit was, Rotten.com was.
That was a little much.
Sheesh.
I don't know if it's still a thing, but.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I haven't. Yo, and it's so crazy. You know it was a thing because they made so many movies after that. Like,
right.
All the websites that, you know, don't log on here and shit.
Yeah. Dark web.
Yeah. Don't fall down that rabbit hole.
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so when you have to research, and even if it's just Google, you see real medical pictures.
Yeah, like,
yeah. You see actual terrible images, and they'll stick with you until they're out.
Yeah.
And then they're gone.
Yeah, you ever look something up and had to like download the shit and like forgot to delete it?
No, my history is still there. So I mean, if the government is watching my history, it is what it is. I ain't hiding shit. I don't know, need to hide nothing.
Yeah,
so
she said my history is still there.
It's still there. My search is still there.
Word.
Sometimes I refer back to certain photos, or I don't know. It depends.
What's the wildest shit you had to do, like, for good?
Wild in what way?
This movie
that's coming out is called The Boogie Movie. It's made with all, you know, New York locals in the Bronx. And
okay.
It'll be out soon, and it's a dope vibe. But there was a specific character in that movie that took me, like, a lot to just say yes to.
Uh-huh.
And it was hard to, like, it hit home personally.
Yeah.
It was a cancer patient.
Oh, wow.
A progressive cancer patient. So it was like a few different shots. And I mean, just kind of going through it. And then when you're, because you're on set. So you're watching the actor perform and do their thing. And you're seeing how hard and how passionate. And they're hitting it and crying. And I'm trying to hold it together.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really trying to hold it together myself. Word. And that type of stuff, like, that was probably the hardest thing. No blood involved.
Yeah.
No gore.
So what was it really you had to do? Like, why was it so, like...
It was hard because my grandmother, you know,
I got you.
She passed. I know a lot of people have lost people to cancer.
Yeah.
Her watching her go through each face in person,
and then
having to recreate that one,
yeah.
I had to do it right.
Yeah.
So I'm studying and I'm watching, I'm remembering, and I'm like, it's hitting heavy.
Yeah.
But each time I got it out, I felt lifted more. And then when it was done, it was just like, it's over. Okay.
Yeah, it's like what's a next? Sigh of relief.
Yeah.
Yeah, weight off your shoulders and whatnot.
Exactly.
No, I did.
Yeah.
I definitely did. There you go. Check this out. We're going to do this quick commercial break. Y'all know what it is. We're going to come back with Bridget out here rocking and all that, watching the ducks and shit go by. You know me. I'm an on-the-spot kind of guy. So we out here. Smoke session with Nichols. Y'all know what it is.
Yo, this is Big Richard Dotson Photography. Telling you, if you ain't listening to Smoke Session with Nichols, then you fucking up. Smoke Session with Nichols on Anchor and anywhere where podcasts are available. You heard?
Smoke Session with Nichols. We back with my cousin, little sister, and all that. I'm trying to learn it too, y'all. I'm trying to get familiar with her work. You work with a lot of, like, local directors, right? Like,
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I see,
Escobar.
Shout out to, that's my bro right there. Shout
Love
out to Esco. How is it working with Esco?
Esco is so much fun to work with, because it's like, his mind is like, I don't even know how many tracks go at the same time.
Yeah,
and
I think it's like seven.
He'll explain, yeah, right?
Yeah,
seven,
yeah.
Eight, time, whatever.
Yep.
He'll explain his vision in his head, and then, you know, I'll bounce my ideas back off of him, and then somehow we just get it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, and I don't know if you've seen The Tenant, which is on Amazon Prime. I worked with him
Hell
on that
yeah.
right there, and Inverted as well.
Inverted,
also
yep,
on
yep.
Amazon Prime. So one was horror, one was kind of science fiction.
Yep.
But when he was telling it to me at first, I was like, wait, what? What? Hold on, what? And he's like, I know, my mind's going right now, so I'm still writing it. So I'm writing it as I'm talking to you. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
See,
he really is amazing.
That's special. My man said, I'm writing it while I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah, it is. And it's cool because, like, sometimes you feel like a vessel, like an open vessel where somebody can just, like, look you in the face and their mind just goes crazy.
Yeah, you know,
which is cool.
Word.
And then when we finally kind of figured out what was going on and I talked about the scenes and, you know, both of those were done during the pandemic.
Mm.
They were both shot during the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
So it was very interesting, all the extra precautions and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But when it's in your head, you know, like I said, you can't sleep, so you got to get it out. And both of those films have been so successful for him. He's won awards globally for both. And, you know, even out here, it was featured at the film festival.
Word.
At the Klein as well.
Yep.
Yeah, and the
Word.
Cast is amazing. Balthazar and Jalen McKenna, they're both amazing actors and actresses. And Blue, like, working with them is fun because they're funny.
Yeah.
They're, like, really goofy.
Yeah.
They're cool. They're down to earth. They're silly as hell.
Word.
And just real. And all from out here. So
like, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of talent out here, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm trying to bring it to light, man. Like, everybody know what it is. So you've been in any movies other than behind the scenes? Like, you did anything?
I'm kind of like, I really like behind the
scenes. Yeah, you don't want to be in front of the camera.
I don't like to be in front, no. But for kind of like these, you know, my local family I have out here, if they want, like, if they need people, like, in it for, you know, extras or bodies.
Yeah.
I've definitely popped up in a few music videos just kind of like
in
the back or chilling or doing something.
Word.
Yeah, but no, I'd rather just be behind
you
the camera.
You ever directed? You said you directed, or you?
No, not really directing. That would be great one day.
Yeah,
it's definitely in my head. I have some.
You
ideas.
Ever you ever thought the steps to go in a directing manner, like, because you do have ideas, like?
Yeah, you know what? In a way, that's kind of what I'm doing in my
now,
I guess, but not in that direction. Just maybe in a different direction.
Okay.
But I like to learn, like, even in my IT world, like, there's, like, a diamond, if you visualize this diamond of, like, information technology in a business. You have cybersecurity, networking, you got like little tech stuff, then you have programming, coding, and then that all those little facets make up this one thing. So I kind of want to do that with like film as well. So I'm learning how, you know, the special effects stuff and the production stuff and the like the videography stuff and the grip, like what do you need, what are these things called, why are people screaming certain things on set. So just being a part of that is really
Diamond number two. being on set, it must be like, it's just wild, huh? Just every scene, you like, you kind of see every scene before it happens, and like,
it's a nice little sneak peek.
I've you know, I'm a hip hop artist. I've done video, so I kind of understand. The behind the scene thing is kind of dope. You know, seeing it from another perspective. What do you? See, you do more. You ever? All right, y'all know my brain be mashed up by the second J. So,
you better
go. They know what it is. Smoke session with Nick was. I'm here. So, how can I say? Do you see yourself producing a short film also, since you know like Esco and all these directors and like
shout out to Rook too and Frankie Fire. Oh my god,
word,
those are like they're the also the best, like those three right there are the top three in the whole like country, I swear to god.
Okay.
I don't care what anybody said. Those are my mother, I don't know if I can,
yeah,
I swear
fuck
here.
Yeah,
those are my motherfucking guys.
You
I love them
smoking
so
this
much
bud. Let that shit go, fuck that.
For real.
Word.
But so, for me personally, yes, I have this idea in my head that I definitely want to get out.
We ain't got to talk about that. Don't let it
I'm
out.
I'm not letting it
out.
Yeah,
don't let it out.
Like, it is pretty
I'm
dope.
Trying to, I'm
some
trying
people
to
that
out
are really close to me know those details. And when we off air, I'll tell you about
word. Yeah, because, you know, these are days
your
will be like,
too, so
no doubt.
Okay.
These are days will write it down and fucking,
yeah.
You know? You know what I mean? But, so you don't see yourself doing any other kind of special effects by it? Just gore?
I'm in the process of learning more how to sculpt as far as actually making horror characters. And the reason why I want to do that is because I think the top two scariest characters right now for the new generation are like Vecna from Stranger Things.
Okay.
Even the Demogorgon, maybe.
I was gonna say the Demogorgon. The Demogorgon.
They're not scaring me, but like I can see how those characters are very memorable, and the Terrifier guy.
Okay.
Right.
Yep,
everybody
yep
remembers them.
Yep.
There's no more Freddy. There's no more Jason. There's no more Pennywise. There's no more, you know, Michael Myers. We grew up on those, and the next generation doesn't have that.
They still trying to do the clown shit though. Pennywise might not be around, but there's definitely movies about some killer clowns out there. That's
there
like
are,
recent.
But, I mean, that movie is not. I
oh
mean,
yeah, that's a classic.
He's a clown, but
that's a classic.
But even the new one, the Terrifier one, that's probably the next new clown classic.
Oh really? All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very gory though. It's definitely not.
Is that
like
the one they trying to make
all
you sign a waiver? You heard about that shit?
Yeah, they got that's, the one.
That's the one. I'm
it's
not doing
only
it.
Out in like select
yeah
theaters.
Yeah,
it's
I'm good.
That gory. You have to. Like,
I'm all right. I'm all right. Nah. If I gotta sign a waiver to say, nah, fuck y'all.
Like, you can't have a heart attack.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Fuck. If my heart wanna stop, that shit gonna stop, nigga. You know what I mean? You're like, fuck. But, nah.
But yeah, I wanna,
you wanna go see that?
Classes.
Do you wanna see that movie?
Oh, absolutely. The first one. Oh, my
you
God.
You think they bringing it out this way?
Huh?
You think they're gonna bring it out this way?
It's here. I think it's in North Haven.
Oh, really?
Another good friend of mine, also another amazing director.
Who?
Kevin Sable.
Oh, word. Shout
oh
out to Kevin, yo.
Shout out to Kevin. Shout out to Mark. And out to Rocky, too, because those brothers are something
else.
But, you know, he has close ties with the gentleman who directed and produced that. He's worked with them years and years ago. And, you know, it's so cool to be able to, like, experience that.
Yep.
To watch your peers kind of
grow
see
up
their
like,
dream
come true
like,
yeah.
So
yeah,
that's dope. So
definitely
love it.
Shit. Yeah, I'm
shout out to Kev though. You know Kev?
Yeah,
how you know Kev?
I know the whole
Everybody
squad. I know the whole squad. Like, I'm asking about me. Lucky Luciano, that. A.K.A. Chuck Nichols. They know what it is. They know what it is. Much love to them. The whole Rage and all of them. East Smitty, yes, all of them, man. I love them. Let me tell you how I used to record Teflon when they were youngins.
Aww.
I ain't gonna put that out there though.
Probably the funniest group of people I know.
Yeah, I love them kids, man. I love them. Yeah. Them my guys, yo. Straight up, all of them. All
blessings
of them.
To them.
All
definitely.
Of them. You've been around the hip hop game also around here. Like,
oh yeah, definitely.
What's the dopest show locally you saw?
Dopest show locally
you saw, like what?
Like
artist?
An artist
out
here?
Yeah.
Oh man. That's not a fair question.
Listen,
what kind
I'm
of
not,
question is that?
Check that
you
out.
Trying
check
to
this
set
out.
Me up with
that? No, all right, what's your favorite show that you went to?
Like, you know what? I think like one of the most powerful like vibes out here right now.
Listen, nobody
as,
get
like,
offended. Like,
yeah,
we
nah,
out
they
here.
All know what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They all know what's up because a lot of, you know what? I'm going to say it like
go
this.
Ahead,
this is probably the best way to say it.
Okay.
Shout out to Mojo and all of the Blackwell family. Yeah,
word.
Because he has this vibe, which is what? Tonight, Vibe Out Wednesdays. That's the best show for me.
Word.
Because Vibe Out Wednesdays, I get to see absolutely everybody right. that I love.
Word.
Vibe out.
That's
not only
dope.
Do you mix and mingle
see?
With them and chill.
That's dope.
But like, I mean, everybody's out there. Everybody's
word.
Out
let me
there.
Find
Hama
out my shit died
there.
Too. Okay, here we go. Go ahead.
Only Us Gang is out there. I mean, you have... so many people
just
so pop
many.
Up. Like,
word.
I can name them all day, but for some reason, they're not my high ass. They're not coming.
Rah!
And I see them like on the bread. But yeah, that's
oh,
the best
man.
Show.
Word. Dope.
Definitely.
What do you have coming, like, other than what's the name of the movie?
The Boogie Movie?
What else you working on?
You know what? I think the biggest thing right now that I'm waiting for is the premiere of our Forget About Christmas video.
Mm.
Shout out to Amin because he also another amazing director from right here in the city. He helped direct on that. Even Oach from the Only Us Gang, he was doing all the production assistance with Lowski, and they were doing like grip and this and that. And then I was up there too. Got a lot of love, and the movie is. Kind of, it's called Forget About Christmas.
Okay.
It premieres on VH1 December 21st
word.
At 8 p.m. I cannot wait.
Word.
Justina Valentine and Joan, another amazing director who is from Jersey, but they, you know, made this movie and it's like a comedy / family Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It's heavy Italian based. It's
okay.
hilarious.
Okay.
Justina plays five characters, two of which.
Word.
Were created with my hands.
Mm.
But you got to watch it to see who, of course. And then that's the biggest thing. That's what I'm waiting for right now.
Yeah.
I want to watch that movie because she had us up there in the mansion. We lived there for like a month. Pop in as you can based on your own like work schedule or whatever. Uh-huh. And Oach did all the behind the scenes too. So it's funny because it's kind of like a little reality show
word.
In a way because
we're
really like bunking with everybody.
Yeah.
Like, all the whole crew is there.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
It
was crazy, but she took care
fun.
Of us. Like, we had good food every day. You know, shout out to Mama C and Tiffany because they hustled hard and they really did everything and took care of us. Like, it was great. It was so sweet.
Word.
Such a good vibe. Great little family right there.
So, what are you listening to right now? Like, not even locally. What's in Bridget's playlist right now?
Bridget's playlist.
Like. Like I'm, you know what I mean? What's
so,
on?
I'm a heavy old school R&B, hip hop kind of head.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, I'll normally have like maybe '90s R&B on repeat.
That's
my go-to for like the drive.
Just that drive out music, the '90s R&B.
Yeah, something I could sing and just zone out to.
I don't know. I think the '90s anything is really driving music.
They're trying to.
Yeah, they're trying to erase us right now.
They are, but you know what? There's some new artists coming out that are R&B driven that have that old soul vibe. Too,
yeah.
I'm loving, like Omar Wilson.
Word.
From out
Omar
here.
Wilson.
And David Michael from out here. Like,
word. Charles Council's out here from
yes.
out here. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
they
yeah,
sound
I'm familiar.
So dope. Like, that's music that you could have on your car and repeat. you know, listen to the whole album as you just rock to like the city or wherever.
Word.
And just drive. So other than that, I mean, I'm a big Nardo Wick fan. Heavy on Bankroll, rest in peace. I mean, there's just a very eclectic as far as how many different genres of music I listen to. So.
You ever thought about reaching out to like the rock and roll community to doing like gore stuff with them?
I don't know why when you said that I immediately thought gore.
Gore?
Do you know that band?
Yeah,
oh my god, they're heavy on the blood when it comes to that. No, I haven't. So
like, there's a local scene, a local rock scene that's dope as shit too.
You just implanted something, and now I'm
yeah,
seeing.
Yeah, that's what we hear. Network Nichols.
My head, right?
Network Nichols. That's me.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, there's definitely a rock scene that's out here. And, you know, they might be able to, you know, rock with you. Y'all vibe out. Anybody who wants some, you know, gore in a video, hit me up. I hit Bridget
up. Let me
up.
Switch it, though. I promise it won't hurt.
You hear?
You might even like it and want me to do it again.
Oh, man. Shit. Smoke session with Nichols. We're going to do another quick commercial break and come right back. Y'all know what it is. In here with Bridget. Find out probably a funny weed story or something. And, you know, fuck with me. It's your boy.
Hey, yo. Whose man's is this? Whose man's is this? Oh, Chuck Nichols. It's your boy, Chuck Nichols? CT's Live is Hype Man, Chuck Nichols? Full Blast Representative, Chuck Nichols? Oh, man. Yo, tune to that Anchor FM, yo. Nah. We not doing nothing else. Put that Anchor FM on. That Smoke Sessions with Nichols. Yeah, that's what we trying to listen. Your boy Unicron trying to hear that. You heard? Turn that shit up.
Smoke Session with Nichols. We back at it. So, I just found out. You a gamer? You a gamer?
Little bit, yeah.
Nah,
I've been gaming since Atari, so.
Woo! Bars!
Definitely a passionate gamer.
Word. You gotta tell the cheat code you just told me, though. I don't know if people know, but go ahead. You gotta tell them about the serial killer thing?
The serial killer thing?
Yeah!
Grand Theft? Oh my gosh! Yeah.
I didn't know that shit.
Somebody's got to know this. Somebody other than me. Somebody I don't know. You ever had a bad day?
Grand Theft in the first day it dropped. He had like 100 hours on the shit.
Oh my gosh! He probably didn't know.
No sleep. That's what.
But I don't know. When I have a bad day, I just want to like play GTA 5 at the moment for now. And like, if you use a machete and you're on foot. And you just go ham on people on the sidewalk.
Everybody.
This sounds so bad. Oh, my God. But whatever.
Yo, it's real life.
Listen. Real life. Let me just do it digitally, right?
Yeah, go for it.
But after a certain amount of kills and no cheat codes, like...
But the cops
are on you, but you have to be good at this. Like, you have
But what you killing the cops? But they shooting, though, after
they
a while.
Are, but that's the point of you being, like, so good at...
So you gotta hit
them
with
the... Yeah, you gotta hit them with the... jump over them, you know, slide through a group of people with the machete. But after a certain amount of kills, they play like, serial killer music for you to get your heart racing. The first time I did that, I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Where did that music come from? So I did it again and again. And like, now that's the goal, is to make it to the music.
Oh,
you really got to make it to the music.
This falls back onto, you know, what kind of bullets? What did you say?
Like the caliber that
tell me what kind of caliber you want.
Right.
Yeah. And then,
what does the gun look like? Yeah, you definitely have to know.
She said,
you can't just put this giant hole.
And then the bells just started going off after you was just getting into the whole serial
killer
thing.
That's God. He's telling me to cut it out. He's like, yo, B.
Yeah. Slow it down. Like,
Take it easy.
What else you playing? Just GTA?
I'm a heavy fighting game. I love myself some Mortal Kombat. Like, 11 is the last one that I've really been hooked on. Really, I got like all the packages for that one. I love the horror.
I didn't get the horror pack. I saw it too. I did. No, actually, yeah, I'm lying. I got Leatherface and Jason.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got him. And then,
yeah. They need to make Chucky. That's what they need.
That little... How you just kick him? Oh, but you're... Okay, I see.
Chucky? I'm a Chucky fan, though.
So like, you'd be hard, great, like, with the
knife.
Oh, you got him tatted?
Yeah, that's my guy. Okay. Like, I'm a Chucky fan from back in the day, but go ahead.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Wait, so, what were we talking about?
Oh, Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah, Mortal Kombat. Oh. I actually had a make of Melina once, which was kind of cool for someone for Halloween. They wanted to be the one with, like, the half-face teeth, like the one for here.
Yeah.
That came out kind of dope.
Word.
Call of Duty Zombies. Really?
Zombies?
I like the zombie one. Nobody likes the zombie one, I know.
No. Not that I don't like it. It's like, it's, I don't. No, that's strategy. Not my go-to. It's just like, that's not my go. No, yeah. It is. It, listen, it's always a strategy if you play in a multi. But it's like, that's not my go-to. I'd rather go to and really piss off Tommy and have him screaming on the other side of the headset. You know what I mean?
I normally will play locally with my son. So all of us just be going at it. We'll play the regular maps. But all but one likes to play zombies with me. The other one's like, nah, mom, I'm good.
I'm straight.
I'm good. Look at that. But yeah, things like that. Racing games, I'm really good at racing.
Word.
Like drifting and stuff. I like classic stuff. I'm not really into like storylines. Spider-Man is pretty
dope. That's Spider-Man. The Miles Morales joint?
Yeah, you got that.
I ain't beat it.
The newest one too that just came out as well. Yeah. Like that one's pretty sick. Yet. My boy plays a lot. He's like, I can't. Like,
yo, they said it's too short though. The game, short? Yeah, that game is short.
People are stuck on it.
That's why. Because it's like, I don't know. I think our inner us's want more of the story. They need to drop DLC for it. If they do, that game will be dope.
Lit.
Yeah, that shit is too short.
Yeah, but I really like the old, like the classic games too.
Yeah, Pac-Man.
Yeah,
that's always Pac-Man, Mario.
We had a couple of those, like, you know, the one-up little arcade vibes at the house and shit too. So.
Yeah, those is always dope.
Those are fun. Button mashing.
What kind of bud you like to smoke? Like strains? Do you know strains?
Yeah, no.
Well, what kind of buds?
Strains. It depends on my mood. Like, if I want to be really alert and organized and like focus on something or create, I'll go for like a sweet purple, like a haze vibe.
Word.
If I want to just chill, or if I'm kind of sipping and smoking, I'll go heavier for like a sour, like a cushy kind of vibe.
Sour,
like Girl Scouts or something Girl Scout cookies is dope. Blue Dream is my number one favorite. Word. Of course, probably like everybody's favorite.
Right?
Probably. White Widow is another one that I really, really like. But like,
I like Wedding Cake and God's Gift.
Oh, that one's cute. Yeah, that's good.
God's Gift is dope. I had that shit one time. And I can't find
you can't
God's
find it
gift.
Again. What
That's
about
what
the dispensaries
called.
That they got, like Insa and them? Like,
well,
we gotta check it out. Might
yeah,
have
I gotta look
there.
On their menu. I gotta look on their menus. I usually keep it. You know, I feel if you go to a dispensary, you should be a tourist. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
If you live here, you should support your local bud, man.
Course.
That's what I say.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what the fuck
what?
I say.
But. I only go to dispensaries if I'm like in mass.
Yeah, or if it's something
I don't
that
know
you
somebody that you know.
Something that you want specific for the little time being, that's different. But
yeah,
like other
true.
Than that, your boy got gas. Support that man.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
They got gas, they got the good food,
you
they got
mean?
The edibles. Shout
All
out to
that.
My girl Destiny. She has this company. Oh my gosh, she makes
Word.
Soul
Shout
food
it out.
That's like
Shout it out. We here for that.
It's culture tasting by Destiny, and she makes like this, like her menu is ridiculous. So she does a specific menu. She's from here, right here from Bridgeport. I think right now she's in West Haven.
Okay.
But she delivers, you know, her menu and everything is really, really sick. She has everything from desserts to infused henny and, you know, infused casa, like things like that. She has like soul
infused
food,
henny?
Baked mac and cheese. All
my
different
nigga,
flavors of wings.
Wait, you trying to slide by my crack? You
yes,
said infused
henny.
How the fuck are you going to survive? What if you,
oh, it's
Jesus.
So good, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sometimes she'll have events and, like, raffle those off
Word.
As, like, a prize. Like, yeah, she's dope. She's dope. She's got, like, her cornbread is infused, her potatoes, her
Word.
Yams, her fish.
It.
Like,
Wait.
Everything is infused. You're feeling good at the end of that plate.
Yeah. You see what you... That's... The only thing is about infused food, you got to take it to go.
Cause, yeah, definitely.
Because your ass going to fall asleep when
definitely.
You wet.
Definitely.
Like, oh my God, I got the itis and I'm high.
Right.
That's not a...
No, it's definitely
got to
be
a good look.
Go.
You know what I mean? It's started good.
I need my show.
Yeah.
I need to smoke before I eat the infused
food. So you can be comfortable. You ain't got to fucking leave the, you know what I mean?
Facts.
You know, smoke session with Nichols, we here. We, you got to give people the plan. Like, get the infused food. Go right. home.
Yep.
Don't fucking
put eat
that.
Put on your pajamas.
Yeah. Get comfy. Get comfy. You know.
Grab your pillow. That's where the food goes.
Yo, give me a funny weed story, yo. Like
a funny weed story.
Yeah. I wonder if you're gonna start off like everybody else. Start off like
damn, that. A funny weed story.
Yeah, something that's
I don't know. Shit is I'm not really like that. Like when it comes to smoking weed, like cause I'm just
like something that happened while you was with
while
your,
I was smoking.
Yeah, with your yeah, nah, you know.
I don't know, maybe start, you know what, maybe damn, this is hard because there's alright, I got like three that are not really that funny but kind of like
it's
alright,
we didn't have
was this once, I think it was the second time I ever smoked in my life.
Hold on, don't have a Trey Banger moment where I say give me a funny one and then you give me one that's a serious one that had me over here like damn, I shouldn't even ask. Alright, come on, let's go. Smoke session with Nichols, we here, go ahead.
Nah, I think it was like the second time. It was like, oh, maybe this was really the first time. Because you know, when you first smoke, you're not really, nothing happens. So I think it was like the second or third time I ever did it. And I smoked. And like after a little while, I wanted chocolate ice cream. Like, and so I went and I got some chocolate ice cream. And I swear to you, this was the best ice cream I've ever had in my entire life. I could taste the cocoa, like the shell, like everything. Like my flavor. I was like, this is weed. And I'm eating it like I've never had ice cream in my life. So the people that are around me are like, B, you're lactose intolerant.
Oh shit.
You should stop. You're at your limit. And that I was fine. It was not like that.
But
it took me that moment, like that high moment, to like, damn, realize, I'm really in the fucking moment. Let me stop like, right now. Like
that's what we do.
That's what it is. It took me out.
Ice cream. Like, you ain't supposed to eat it.
But shout out to my real ones, my day ones, because they're that, like, Rich, you need to stop right now.
They held you down, yo, because... And you took that second, right, when you heard him say that?
I sure did. Yeah. I was like, wait, you're right.
Let me stop right now. Oh, shit.
Yo, I swear, I love them for that.
Oh,
they saved my life that day.
Oh, man.
That's not a train banging moment. That's definitely embarrassing.
Nah,
but I don't give
a fuck. Yeah, that's different. That's totally different.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, I guess that works.
Shout out to the day ones in the world, man. That hold people down. That really, you know what I mean?
That know your allergies.
Yeah,
and shit,
yeah. Oh, you allergic to peanuts?
Yeah.
Here, take these M&Ms. No. We ain't shouting y'all out. We ain't shouting that out. But, you know, that real shit. But,
that shit tastes so good. I swear to God, I can think about it now and like remember that feeling of love.
Yo, it's wild because I you say that like I'm not lactose intolerant, but when you get a certain age, you can't have
you
ice cream
your
like
limit.
That.
Yeah.
Like you gotta know your limit. Like you got to. Like, do I really? Wait, it's 9:30. Do I really need this right now? You know what I mean? Like. This stomach be acting different after 8, like you know what I'm saying. But word, smoke session. that's how the show go. Like,
all the way to the left.
Yeah. It goes whichever way you know our combo goes. That's all we got is good combo for y'all. Smoke session with Nichols. I tell y'all all the time. I appreciate y'all. Yo, you want to shout anybody out? Yo, shout your IG out so if people do want to get in touch with you.
Oh,
or
right.
Your social or something, and
yeah, my IG is kind of like my name in number and letter form.
In the matrix.
Yeah, it's in the matrix. It's I3R1D9ET. So hard to remember. Justina tells me all the time, like, Bridge, you gotta change this, but I can't because that's like my.
Yo,
I love her for that, but like that's like my.
That shit was like a code, my nigga.
Exactly.
Say it again. So his niggas was like, what?
I3R1D9ET.
Word.
It's like take it from those AOL days. Like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah, yeah. That shit was like.
But it's Bridget, and there's nothing else out there like that. So it could be complicated. I'm a little complicated.
It's complicated. It kind of works.
And I'm a little geeky. It's a little coded. I don't know.
Yeah, that's dope. Feels right to me. That was just like a, you know, I ain't even mad. It was definitely like a code. You're just like,
I-3-beep.
It was like,
right.
I
sound like a real beep, beep, beep.
Word.
For real.
Hit her up. You want to get some, you know, some special effects done.
Or if you need help with, like, getting stuff out of your head. Like, a lot of times, like, when you're an artist, right? So if you have a song in your head, you close your eyes, you smoke, and you have a vision of something. Like, writing treatments for stuff like that is hard when you aren't, when you can't do that. So I definitely love doing that, too.
Word. Word. Yes. Hell yeah. So one session with Nichols. Do remember, High Sobriety is out also. It's another podcast me and my guy, Designated Dave, got. We go live when we want to, but we usually tell the, you know, tell the audience. And shout out to y'all who's been following the streams and shit. I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all who follow this, who rock with me and do listen to each show. Cause I got a lot of listeners, yo, from here to fucking Ireland and Puerto Rico. I'm hyped. What? Smoke session with Nichols.
Congratulations. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I remember when this shit started too. It was just me and three people. But you know, I'm around for it. So anybody that I bring on the show, hit them up, vibe out with them, collab with them. You know, just let's keep this shit. In the family, I guess, just keep it around, like keep support one another. That's the main thing. Support is a big thing, and it doesn't have to do with money all the time. It doesn't doesn't have to do with money. So support them. Like, share, comment. You know, that's all we need. It's your boy Chuck Nichols. We out here. Bye, niggas.